It was to be our mission to take the native skills to places where less silky soccer prevailed. Archie MacLean, for example, had to convert the Brazilians.
First arrived in Brazil, you know, players playing a game and were debating about who could kick the ball the furthest or the highest, and he basically says, I put a stop to that.
Richard McBrearty of the marvellous Scottish Football Museum at Hampden Park, where you can see photos of the Paisley buddy who civilised the Brazilian game. But back in 1907, McLean's team, Johnston FC, were reluctant to see him go.
He was working full-time as a machine mechanic with J&P Coats over in Paisley. And J&P Coats had virtually factories all over the world. And one factory was in São Paulo in Brazil. And Archie MacLean was sent over to São Paulo on what was meant to be a six-month contract. In fact, Johnston FC really rated him so highly as a player that they retained him as a player for that whole season. Little to know that Archie MacLean would be there for almost 40 years. He liked it so much in Brazil that he didn't want to come back to Scotland.
I wonder why, but o Viadinho, the little deer, as McLean was known to the fans because of his speed, never lost sight of his ethnic or footballing roots. They were so tied together in his identity. Even when he was playing with the Paulista Select, a prototype for the Brazilian national side.
When Archie MacLean gets to São Paulo, one of the first things he does is help to set up a football team there, the Scottish Wanderers. And the Scottish Wanderers team then became, I suppose, a centre point for football by the Scottish expats within São Paulo.
The picture there of the Scottish Wanderers is amazing. They're a bunch of Scottish boys with a lion rampant crest on their shirts. And this was in São Paulo itself?
This was actually in São Paulo. It's part, I suppose, of the experience of these pioneering Scots at the time. That's what you would have done. You would have set up your own little football team. You would have gave it a very grandiose title, like the Scottish Wanderers, which suggests they were a national team, obviously. They actually compete within the São Paulo State League for a season. McLean himself, as well, setting up that team and playing within that team, he actually played for quite a number of other teams. He played for SC Americano. In fact, he was so good that within a year of getting to São Paulo, he's playing for the São Paulo State team, or the Paulista 11. McLean was playing at the highest level within Brazilian football at that time.
It's been said that football in general was Britain's most enduring export. But when you look at that export, the role of Scots, it doesn't matter where you go, they're everywhere. And of course it starts in England itself in the 1880s, even in the 1870s, with the Scotch professors.
One of his teammates at the Scottish Wanderers was Bill Hopkins. Bill was the inside forward and Archie was the outside forward or wing forward. And the two of those players played a passing game on the run, a short passing game. Again, it's something that was common everyday style of football within Scotland at the time, but within Brazil it was unknown.